change and doing something different doesn't always come easy. Tammy was the youngest of all her siblings, but she wanted to do something different for herself, other than what the family normally does. They all lived in one community, the same community. No one ever moved out of it. You all worked the same job for the same institution. No one ever done anything different for generations. But her idea scared the family. There was concern. Some was angry, felt that she was thinking she was better than others. Why would she want to go against the family's traditions? It's a good family, honorable family, but they did one thing and one thing only. Lived in one area of town and one area of town only. Never really traveled, never left the state, but she dreamed of traveling the world. But concerned her family that Tammy wanted to go to college. The family always worked at the institution, but no one ever attended the institution. Her dream was to graduate from college. The family was not supportive. They were greatly concerned. Felt they were going to lose her. But her dream was her dream. Sometimes trying to do something different scares others, even though it's a good thing. The family still loved her, watched her go to school. Some was there at her graduation. Others had nothing to do with it. They felt that she was going against the family, doing something different. Sometimes scares others. There's two things I like about the scripture today. One is that Zacchaeus is wealthy, a lot of money, good status, but wanted to see Jesus. So he made a plan to run ahead of the crowd where Jesus was going and shimmied up a tree. That is not common for a wealthy person. And his fine clothes shimmying up a tree, but he had to see Jesus. When Jesus saw him and connected with him, said, "Come down, I must go to your house." He had a connection with Jesus. It's what he was looking for. But the crowd was angry with that. See, at times people have a tendency of boxing us in. They see you one way, they want to keep you there. You want to make a change, but your community says no. At different points in our lives, we want to do things differently. There's times we want to come closer to God, whether it be we're a teenager, our first marriage, our first job. When things go bad, we need to evaluate some things. We try to come closer to God. But faith at times is like pouring concrete. You can't do it in a storm when there's problems. You got to pour concrete in good weather when things are stable, safe. Concrete can dry well, build a good foundation when things are good. So at times we need to increase our faith. This scripture reminds me, like, how far will we go to meet Jesus? What will we do differently? How far must we run in our lives? Does it work on how we handle our time, manage our day-to-day life? Or just change our location so we can set up a better way to have a good prayer life? Read scripture. What are the things we have to do to change our lives? What can we do so Jesus can see us better? What is our tree that we must climb? Is it our personal relationships? Is it our ego? Is it our time? Or is it how do we treat others? And when we meet Jesus, where would he meet us? He met Zacchaeus at his house. A home where some people didn't like because he was a wealthy man. a tax collector. People murmured about Jesus going there. Where will Jesus say he will meet us? Will it be where we keep our doubt? Will it be in our hearts where we keep our hate? Will he sit with us on our back porch where we dream of not being in our community? Where will Jesus meet us? Jesus passed through our life daily, and we need to meet him daily. We have plenty of opportunities to come closer to the Lord. The other reason I like this scripture, because of our second collection today. Zacchaeus' house is a shelter for men to get a second chance of life, where they need to make changes. Where they come to the house and they get used to being safe and secure. They come because they're homeless, but they come there for many different reasons. Homelessness can be created by many different things. Our society, drug use, being in jail, combination of both, mental illness, loss of a job, downsized, outsourced. But when they come there, they regroup. They feel safe. Sometimes it takes a person longer to feel safe to be able to make changes. Like if you lived under a bridge for 15 years, could you imagine how long it would take for you to feel safe and secure about being indoors? If you owned a home all your life, a car, and worked, and all of a sudden you lose that job, how long will it take for you to be safe and secure to regroup and rethink and be prepared to face life? We give that opportunity for guys when they come to the house, a chance to heal. Zacchaeus' house is a Catholic ran shelter for men. Each man who comes to the house gets a deacon mentor. We can talk about life issues. We try and pair him with life skills. One of our deacons used to be a bus driver. We paired him up with a guy who used to drive a bus. Sometimes our paths are similar, but our destination is different. One of the biggest goals we have at the house is when they leave Jesus, leave the house, they come closer to Jesus. Because we can sit down and talk to them about our faith openly. We're not a government shelter. We're an independent Catholic shelter where we're openly talking about God, faith, and where they're at. So when they leave the house, they should be closer to God and be able to be independent and be back part of our society. We call it a place of mercy and grace. Just as the men of the house and just as we go through our lives, Jesus passes through our lives every day in many different forms. But we need to slow things down where we can see him. And we need to make some adjustments in our lives where we can bring more attention to ourselves and be ready to receive Jesus. So during this week, whatever you need to do, make sure you make time to meet with Jesus. Amen. Amen.